Terrell Conjo with Anna DeVlantis. There's Shaka right there.
Shaka Khan.
And Howard Kramer, the rock and roll editor of The Roe Con Show with Anna DeVlantis, is standing by on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And Howard, of course, not famous for this show necessarily, although I hope increasingly so, Howard, but is also the very, very accomplished music professional with stint including being the curator of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Museum of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's
a big deal
right there.
Yeah, and you gave me a title. That's cool. Rock and roll editor. I'm quite pleased with that one. That's been on the LinkedIn page.
And there you go. That's how that works. All right. So let's start with this because it was a gigantic weekend in music and in American culture, right? Because you had the confluence of these two things. But it's interesting that the Shaka Khan news, we just played her. Mm-hmm. Shaka Khan and her sister have checked into a rehab facility, and it's because of Prince.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the story is really interesting, and it says a lot about her that she's recognizing her problem, which is, of course, the first step to getting better. The fact that she and her sister both admitted to this and wanted to make this a public move says a lot. I mean, her sister, Yvonne, used to be a member of the group The Undisputed Truth, a recorder from Motown, and she recorded on the name of Taka Boom, and she's a rather accomplished singer on her own. So the fact that they did this together publicly says a whole lot. I mean, she owed a lot to Prince in terms of how he gave her a later day career.
And they were quite close, is what we're understanding. It's interesting how he's still an inspiration in his death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a number of artists that he admired greatly who he went to and said, "I'd like to work with you." And they, of course, were very, very grateful in doing so. Shaka being among them, Mavis Staples, Sheila E. But yeah, he was very helpful to her, and it's good that she took the time to, step out of just performing, being on the road and making money, because artists like Shaka Khan don't sell records and make money from that anymore. Then again, almost nobody does.
Right.
You got to be out there working, and the road is a tough life, and it's very easy to fall into very bad habits mm-hmm. and be surrounded by people who are willing to encourage those bad habits. It's for their own amusement in some cases. I'm glad to hear that Shaka and her sister are taking the steps to, heal that.
And Howard, you point out that Shaka was aided immensely by Prince later in her recording career. And I Feel For You, which we played in the bumper, was a Prince song.
Yes, exactly. And
how about that? Came out by Prince first
mm-hmm.
in 1979.
Yeah, he had a great version of it, and that's one of the great things about his songs is they worked really well with a lot of other artists. I mean, Sinead O'Connor is another one who covered a song he wrote,
right.
Not originally performed, but a song he wrote, and essentially built her career.
Yeah, so we assume that this is for similar abuse, opioid abuse,
she
is what's
the
been reported.
Exact same medication is what I read. Yes. Is that true, Howard?
Yeah, the report is saying that she was using opioids and fentanyl in particular, which is such a frightening thing. The news reports recently, I don't know what's happening there, but there's a report here in Northeast Ohio of the past week of 25 admissions to emergency rooms, including several deaths, based upon fentanyl abuse and opioid abuse.
Oh.
It's really an epic epidemic proportions in the United States, and it hits everybody, whether you're a well-known performer or, just somebody down the street from you. It's there, and hopefully that's a subject that's going to be tackled in this new election cycle.
Speaking of not feeling well, Joe Perry.
Oh my gosh!
Took a header on stage.
Worried.
What is? And by the way, Joe Perry. We forget about this. Joe Perry, though seemingly ageless, mm-hmm. is 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he was up there with the Johnny Depp band. That band
Cooper.
They've got
Hollywood Vampires. Yes.
Yeah,
Hollywood Vampires. Yeah, which is, it's a thing he's really enjoying. I've been working closely with someone who works very closely with Joe recently, and, Joe's totally digging being on the road with Alice and Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp and Matt Sorum, and they're really, enjoying what they're doing now because they know they only have a brief window to do it. Alice has to get back to his thing. Aerosmith is going to be kicking up again starting in the fall. But working is part of being a musician, right? But Joe has led a relatively clean lifestyle for a very long time. It looks like he hasn't been eating too much. He looks really, really thin. but who knows what it could have been. Again, they played two nights in a row. They played Niagara Falls, Saturday night. Sunday night they played Brooklyn. They had a day off today, and they're supposed to play tomorrow outside of Dayton. You know, that's a lot of distance to travel across the state of New York overnight on your bus and then have to get up and work. And it was probably hot there as well. I'm trying to speculate that Joe just had a bad night. That can happen.
So it's really may not be extremely serious. Because I know his Facebook page, it was written in like third person, so it seemed like one of his people wrote, thanks to all the fans reaching out and asking about Joe. He is unstable right now with family and is under the best care. But there was no further mention that I saw about saying, you know what, he's going to be okay, or you know what, this is what it was.
Well, hopefully we'll hear about that sooner than later. My guess, it might have just been a bad night. Again, okay. I know that he takes good care of himself. He really does, and he's surrounded by people who care about him and love him. He travels with his family. His wife is often with him. One or two of his kids is often with him. You know, he tries to make it a, I don't want to say a wholesome atmosphere, but certainly one where temptation is just eliminated.
Yeah, Howard, it is interesting how hard these people were. You talk about how hard it is on the road. It seems like a very glamorous life. It is not when you talk to people who've actually lived it. And artists, you know, because, and again, you're pointing out that artists who were gigantic recording sensations in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, they can no longer make money doing it that way. So they do have to be on the road. Even Bruce Springsteen, who has been doing this River tour now for the better part of a year, is coming back into Chicago. He's finishing up the North American leg of the tour in New Jersey, as they often do. They start and end in New Jersey. And as is their tradition, and he's going to be, I think he's playing the Meadowlands, or that MetLife Stadium, I guess they call it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was one night that they have to be off on MetLife, I think, for a conflict at the stadium. They're coming here to Chicago to play that night and then going back. So it's like they play every single night. And how do bands like that keep that up? I mean, he's 67 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, Springsteen is a good example of a guy who's taken care of himself for many, many years. He's in great shape. You know, some of the guys in his band, it might be a little more demanding on.
imagine.
But they also know where their bread is buttered, and they better keep up with the boss. Because, you know, he's out there, and he's not, you know, they're not the ones who are saying, okay, I'm done for the night, let's last number. If he wants to play another half an hour, you better be prepared to play another half hour of songs he's going to call off the top of his head. Because sometimes that's the way it works with him. But, you know, there's an obligation once you get the machine going. Springsteen is a good example. You know, he's trimmed down the size of his crew over the years to be a little tighter. Actually, most people have done that. But, you know, you have salaries to make. People rely on you. A lot of artists are very cognizant of that. They've had people who work with them for many, many years, decades, in fact. Gentleman I know who's the crew chief of the Rolling Stones has been with them, I think, since 1982. That's a really long time to work with one band. You know, the artists understand that, and they try to take care of them by working as much to, you know, take care of their people.
If you think that Mick Jagger is going to be strutting his stuff up and down stage when he's 50 years old, you are mistaken, my friend. Just remember that.
Ted, I remember that.
Remember that line.
Didn't want to sing Satisfaction after the age of 30.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't think he meant a multiple of 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. It was 30. You were right. It was 30. Yeah. All right, hey, let me just ask you. You know who's making a sensation here in Chicago this week is Adele. Adele is in town for mm-hmm. 4 nights. She's taking a little time off between a couple of the shows. She takes a night off. Is going to be, people are seeing her all over town. She's taking her kids to the park. Now, this is interesting. We talked about this on the TV show this morning. She has she wants the audience to know that her show is over 2 hours long. I don't know why she has to tell her audience that. I mean, I think that's, if you pay for a concert and it's less than 2 hours, you get kind of mad about it. But she says that it's not 2 hours of pure music. There's a lot of talking. She likes to tell stories.
Yeah, and tell people off if they try to videotape her. That's a problem,
and
too.
I'm all for that. I was at a show one time that Neil Young stopped in mid-song to tell someone to shut up and stop talking. It was a very intimidating moment for all 3,000 people sitting there watching Neil Young. But he really was. I get a little bit of an agita over it. But this is a great thing about Adele, because she kind of arrived as a recording artist, not as a performer. So now that she's coming around as a performer, she's really cutting an image for herself that not merely is she a great singer and an approachable personality, but she's a funny and engaging individual. And name another performer like that. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to say that Taylor Swift seems to be a funny and engaging individual. She seems to be really up on a pedestal that she enjoys, and that's great too. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Katy Perry has an almost cartoonish personality. You know, outsized costumes, very over-the-top videos and stage productions. Adele is this person. Mm-hmm. Accept me for who I am, right. And this is who I'm going to be.
Very human.
It's really great that she's occupying a space that there's really no competition for right now.
And she does warn that she does like to use the swears while she's performing. Yeah. So,
it's not a clean show.
Yeah, not right.
Some of the mamas and the daddies that get a little angry because they bring their kitties and they learn new words at the Adele shows.
No, that's Adele's word. Don't use that word. All right.
Drinking and cursing are integral parts of English culture. Yes, they are very
Good. Well, I've heard.
Howard, since you're in Cleveland, maybe next week we'll try to get you into the convention. That could be kind of interesting.
Rock and roll's got nothing on this.
If you can sneak me in, I'm happy to be there with you guys. I'll fly under your wing.
I've snuck people into these conventions before. We'll see. This year the security might be a little different, but we'll see. We'll see what we can do.
They're saying that it's essentially going to be an encampment. So
it is. Yeah.
Stay away if you don't have to be there.
Hey, let me tell you something, Howard. I got my people. And all of these things, I always have my people. So we'll see what we can do. All right.
Thanks, Howard.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Howard Kramer, a former curator of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland, Ohio, and now the rock and roll editor of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. How about that for
Adele tickets, by the way, $566 average resale price for the Chicago shows.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
$566 average resale price. That's a lot of dough for a concert.
Did you see she ordered a pizza from 100 miles away and then didn't eat it? She sent her staff out to go get it.
That's rock star, isn't it?
Yeah, to go get
it. Who does that?
I'm not hungry anymore. I'm not angry. I
don't think she
could
even say it that cleanly.
But it took me effing four hours for you to bring me my pizza, and now I'm not hungry anymore.
No. That's the cleaned up version.
She was swinging her kid over at Millennial
at the
park down here. At the
Daly Park?
At Maggie Daly Park.
Oh, that's a great park.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great park.
Get away from my effing kid. I'm swinging him at Maggie Daly. Who's Maggie Daly? What is that big bean doing there?
My daughter loves that park. It's a great park.
Very, very, very reflective. Looks rather delicious.
Maybe the kiddies will all gather around and learn an Adele story.
Yeah, exactly.
Mommy, when Adele said...
No, don't say it again.
Don't ever use that word.